I'm talking with John Bailey, Chair of the Accounts Commission, about Tayside Fire and Rescue. John, what's this report about?
This report looks at how well Tayside Fire and Rescue is meeting its statutory duty to deliver best value. They need to have management arrangements which help them to improve their services on a continuous basis whilst maintaining an appropriate balance between quality on the one hand and cost on the other.
What are your main messages?
Well, Tayside Fire and Rescue Service has a strong focus on prevention as well as a strong culture of continuous improvement, and many of the essential elements of best value are there, but the board should provide better scrutiny and challenge.
What's Tayside Fire and Rescue doing well?
Tayside Fire and Rescue has a strong focus on prevention and is making substantial progress in its transition from a fire and rescue authority to a fire prevention authority for the people of Tayside. The service has a strong culture of continuous improvement, and this is seen throughout the service. There are many good examples of this, including self-evaluation, sharing of information, and performance reporting. And it has made good progress also with the planning of risk management.
What does it need to improve on?
Well, the councillors on the fire board need to do more to meet best value duties. It's especially important to have good management practices at times of financial challenge and change such as now. The board should be doing more to scrutinise and challenge the service on its performance, with a clearer role in shaping the service's strategy and prioritising its use of resources.
What do you want to see happen as a result of this report?
Well, we'd like to see Tayside Fire and Rescue take action on our findings. We want to see Tayside Fire and Rescue and its joint board tackle the issues we've highlighted over the next year, in advance of the establishment of a national fire and rescue service.
John, thanks very much.